So yesterday we began to discuss the sugya of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and we saw in our Gemara how Surya is excluded from some aspect of that Tuma. There is a Tuma of Eretz Ha'amim that was extended to Gusha, as well as Avira. And when it comes to Surya, the Gemara explains, on the one hand, Afra Tamei, that means that the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim does in fact apply in Surya as well with regard to Gush, regarding to the Afar. But they did not make the Gzeira on Avira. That's what the Gemara explains over here. In connection to that, the Gemara brings the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda regarding somebody who enters Eretz Ha'amim, the Shida Teva Umigdal, where Rabbi says it doesn't help you to be shielded from the Tuma. Rabbi Yosef says it's Tohar. Then the Gemara goes on and says Rabbi would agree if it was in Surya that it would be enough to be in a Shida Teva Migdal and not become Tamei, and that's because, as we just noted, the Gzeira in Surya was not as intense, not as severe as in Eretz Ha'amim. They will only go there on Gush and not Avira. We saw a little bit more background on this when we saw the Sugya in Shabbos, that there were different stages of the Gzeira of Eretz Ha'amim. There was Yossi ben Ezra, Yossi ben Yochanan, there were the Rabbanan of Peshan, Kodim Churban Habayis, and there was the Takan of Usha. The way it ends up is after the third shlav of the takana, so we have the gzeira of Gusha that went as far as that you have to burn the truma, and we have the level of Avira, which was left on the level of Litros, and that's all Eretz Ha'amim. Working off of that, we have in our sugya that the gzeira as far as Avira did not apply in Surya. But we have to start figuring out a lot of inyanim relating to the nature of the tuma of Avira, and this is what we're going to get into in the Tosfos in today. But I want to do maybe all the Tosfos in together. So let's go Keseder, and hopefully after this, with a little bit of help from the Mamshif and Maram, we'll be able to put things together in a fuller perspective, and ultimately come back to Rashi. Because we had a number of important diukim in Rashi as well. Rashi may not be ultimately exactly the same that we learned up in Tosfos. Okay, so we have the first Tosfos on the Amud, is Dibra Maschu B'Shida Teva Omigdol, which is what the Gemara says is the case of Yachol Ikanes the Tahara in Surya Nichnas, and it says that Rebbe Mitame in Eretz Ha'amim, and nevertheless, Afil Rebbe Loka Mitame Elab Eretz Ha'amim, because there the extension of the Gzera was with Avira as well, unlike Surya, which wasn't as severe. Pirish Bekuntris Masha'enkin Be'eretz Ha'amim, the Rebbe. So Rashi emphasizes that when the Gemara is saying that the pshat in the brisa of Yochel Ikanes B'Tahara Nichnas B'Shida Teva Umigdal, that means that the Gemara is explaining that we're talking about Shitas Rebbe, that this brisa is thinking about Shitas Rebbe, and the case of Nichnas B'Tahara in Surya is B'Shida Teva Umigdal, that Rebbe agrees in Surya that you'll be able to do that and not become Tameh. The nearest Shirotza Lefarish, that pairs that Rashi wants to learn, Shita Teva Migdal Dafka, that it's dafka the case of what the Braisa has in mind, is that you're entering with this enclosure, which is very large. As we explained yesterday, it's something that is, would normally, you would say, would be chotzeitz bifnei hatuma, because it is of a material, it is considered too big to be a mekabel tuma, and yet Rebbe doesn't count it as a chatzitza, because as Rashi says, he holds ol zaruk, Lo Shmei Oel, but nevertheless, when it regards to Surya Lamaisa, it's not a problem because they would not go Zara Navira. But meanwhile, the case of the Brice is the case that you nichnas mamish with this enclosure. Ula hachi lo matziluk, mikrab Yosef Rav Yehuda, da hahu metayar fil be'eretz ha'amim. In other words, if we're talking about a case in this Brice of how are you entering with this huge enclosure of Shiyotev Migdal, so, and we want to distinguish Surya from Eretz Ha'amim. That means in Eretz Ha'amim, it wouldn't help you to go into this big chest in the airspace in Eretz Ha'amim. And Surya, you can. So which Tana are we obviously thinking about when we're mentioning this distinction of Surya being okay, you're going into Tahara, and Eretz Ha'amim, you can. It has to be Rebbe. Because according to Yosef Rav Yehuda, you could have the same enclosure in Eretz Ha'amim. It would also help you. As Rashi explains, he holds it is a chatzitza, Ozark Shmei Oel. So for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be shaykh to talk about this brisa which is discussing Dafka, a case of Shita Teva Migdal, that works in Surya by inference, it does not work in Eretz Ha'amim, that would not be true for Yisrael Yehuda. For Yisrael Yehuda, it would work equally well in Eretz Ha'amim too. This is how Rashi, Tosis takes Rashi in explaining the Braisa of a Rebbe, that the Pshat in the Braisa is, you're going in with the Shita Teva Migdal in Surya, that's why it's okay. So Tosis has a Hasaga on Rashi as follows. Tosis is going to say, Bechina Pirishkin. Rashi is saying this for naught. You don't have to make a dafka go like Rebbe, because really, when the Gemara says, Beshitev Migdal, Al Kachach Shitev Migdal, Lav Dafka Nakat. The Gemara doesn't mean that the Braisa is specifically referring to the case of Nichnas Besuria with this particular situation of Shitev Migdal. Lav Dafka Nakat. El Mishim De Nakte Bebraisa. Because it happens to be that that's the case that the Braisa was speaking about with his Machokis, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara just puts that in over here as well, when the Gemara says, Beshita Teva Migdal. But really, Elohu Adin Afil Rochiv Alasus. The same thing would be true if a person entered into Surya not with this enclosure, but riding. Honestly, so there isn't really an enclosure in terms of his feet are dangling, whatever, his hands are out. There's definitely no chatzitza between him, his feet, his body, and the ground. But nevertheless, what would be the halacha in Surya? Would it become tameh? The answer is no. Why? Because what's the point? In Surya, there was no gzeira of what? Of avi. So really, it's lav dafka shitev omigda. Elohu adin afil rochi balasus. Why? Kevin de savar Rebbe, o zarek loshme oel. Because anyway, with Rebbe, you haven't really gained anything, Shitev Migdal, because we said it's not really constituted a proper OL because it's in motion. Kidabirish Bekundris. Ukin the Muchach, and like we see, the Masik, the Gemara concludes, the Besuria Alaviro Lo Gazru. And if the Cheshbin is in fact that way, that for Rebbe, Shitev Migdal didn't help you, because it's anyway in Ozarok, but the answer is, why is it okay in Surya? Because you don't have any problem with the Avir, right? So that's the case in Kink, Rav Yossi Nami Asya. So it could just as well have been a case of Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda as well. Barotzeli Kanitzel B'Tahara doesn't have to mean with the Shitev Amigdal, because anyway, it didn't help you for Rebbe regardless. And according to Rav Yehuda, it will be the same thing with regard to going on Al-Asus. Hainu Tosis says, what would be the case? Hainu Bekaro, no Rochev Alasus, where it would be okay in Surya, no problems. You know, become Tame. Masha'ek in Beretz Ha'amin, the Tame. So Tosis Hasaka and Rashi essentially is that you don't have to pin this down on Rebbe and talk about the case of Shitev Migdal. It's really Hu Adin Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Rochev Alasus. It's all the same thing. The chain mashba lashing sas, and you can really be medayik from the lashna gemara that way. That the gemara doesn't mean to make this braisa go dafka lefi Rebbe in this particular case, because the gemara just quotes it ki'ilu that we know that machokes, and the gemara is using Rebbe sort of as a muscle that his ohel won't be an ohel and doesn't matter by surya because you don't need a chatzitza, and who adin everybody? How do I know it's everybody? Va'afilu Rebbe lo kamitando. Mark, after quoting the Machokis Tanoyin, Mark says, Va'afil Rebbe lo mitame. So it sounds like the Gemara understands that we can work our Braisa of Surya into everybody. Afil Rebbe, it's not going to matter because in Surya there's no problem of Avir. Umas makrab yosi asir b'pshitas tfei. That the pshitas tfei, I don't mean pshitas tfei, or it's hainu hach. It's hard to know what the pshitas tfei is. Masha is a little bit concerned with the lush of pshitas tfei. Means it's certainly going to work. It works for him because, meaning to say, it works for him even in Eretz Ha'amin. But the point is, it's all the same. It because of the Avir, I mean, the Rochi of Asus would not work in Eretz Ha'amin. So it's just that it's the same for both. Omiyu, but one thing to emphasize, that which it works for Rav Yossi is not for any different reason than the reason it works for Rebbe. Omiyu al karchach ki Rav Yossi nami lo asya el mitam de masik al givet de Rebbe. It only will work out Ella for the same reason. That's how you read it. It's only going to be okay for the same reason. The mask of the Rebbe, the Dafker, it's Amishim, the Gazal Avir Valgusha, unlike Surya, where there was no Zera Navir. So essentially, Tosus Cheshbin is that Rashi would seem to suggest that when the Gemara is learning upshat in this case of Nichnas b'tahara b'surya nichnas. It's dafka the case of Shita Tev Megdal and Rebbe, and this brisa is going kishitas Rebbe in this case. And Tosfos says, l'chora, it's not about Rebbe per se in this case. Whatever you have according to Rebbe in this case basically is the same thing as everybody with your Rechiv al-Asus, because the bottom line is the same, that there's no Xeris Avir in Surya. Therefore, don't make it dafka, go like Rebbe. So it's a good hasaga on Rashi in terms of the logic. What could we say in defense of Rashi? Pashut answer. This I gave you the Torah's Gittin, the Nesiva says, I mean, very, very simple to learn off that. Why did Rashi make it seem that the Gemara is wanting to go, make the words of the Braisa go kifi Rebbe? Well, Maisa Tosas Cheshmin is correct. Could you go in to Eretz, to Surya, with riding on a sus according to Rebbe Yehuda? Absolutely. Because there's Oxer Saver. So the Cheshbin is correct. But in terms of the Lashon HaBraisa, and learning up what the Braisa is trying to tell me, so the way that the words resonate in my ears, it doesn't really fit with Rebbe Yehuda. It's sounding like Rebbe. Why? What's the Lashon of the Braisa? Harotze likanes la betahara nichnas. What does that language sound like? That there's a way to enter the tahara in Surya. What's the implication? In Eretz Ha'amim, there is no way to enter. Now, take Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's shita. What does he hold? There is an etza to enter Eretz Ha'amim, the tahara. How would he allow you to go in and not become tameh with a proper ol zarek, which for him is an ol b'shita tevel migda? So in terms of the way that the Braisa is formulating this aspect of Surya being like Eretz Yisrael, Harotzuli Kanes, Rashi saw in that the Gemara's Kavana is that the Braisa obviously means that we're going according to the Shita of Rebbe that holds that in Eretz Amim there would be no Eitza for you. Because whatever you're going to take, whatever you're going to cover yourself with, it's not going to help you to going through because the O won't count for you. And therefore, the only way that you'll be able to enter the Tahara is in Surya, not in Eretz Ha'amin. Were we to emphasize the other point, which is correct, that Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would allow you in Surya to go on the Sus, which he wouldn't allow in Eretz Ha'amin, if that were the Kavana, then how would the Braisa tell me that? The Braisa would speak specifically to the Lashon of that example, and tell me the example, and say that the Surya it's Shavu'el Eretz Yisrael because Yachol Ikanes Alasus, and you couldn't do that in Eretz Ha'am. If you would say like that, then you're talking according to Yosef Yehuda. It's correct that here you have the Eitz of going in Alasus, and there you don't. But the point is, the Lashon is Mashma that there is no Eitz in Eretz Ha'am, and there's an Eitz here, and then you have to obviously speaking about Rebbe. This is a pasha the answer that the Nesivas gives. If you saw it inside, just to speak it out, we just did. But this is what he wants to say. V'nira l'tareitz, that's Rashi. The hukrach l'farish came. That it's going aliba the Rebbe. Shum d'haya kasha lo lashana b'raisa. The k'tani shavah sili eret yisrael, b'hadir ratzul k'tani shavah b'chdas. V'lo p'resh be'ezi inyan. Doesn't say how. Masma de'b'chol inyane k'nisa b'tahara chok sur mi'chutz l'aretz. In all aspects of entering the Tahara, Surya is fundamentally different. B'shavu'el Eretz Yisrael, b'chutz l'aretz, e'ef she'klal ikanes b'tahara. Rak b'Surya, because it's Eretz Yisrael, mizem muchach da'asik Rebbe. Because according to Yosi, gam b'chutz l'aretz, e'ef she'likanes b'tahara, ade shida b'teva. B'mlo ha'yachol k'suri b'chutz l'aretz, rak b'rechiva, if the whole point is to distinguish in terms of rechiva, or b'knis b'karon, ha'yalo b'raisa, l'min kakach, the b'raisa would say, rotz l'ikanes b'tahara b'karon. Umedinakat stam, just betara. Akochach ki Rebbe Yassir holds that there's no other way to enter in Chutz L'aretz. Clear? Pshat's good? Clear pshat? This is a yishuv that's given for Rashi. Yes, Avi.
Isn't Rashi also forced to say this though?
Well, what?
Isn't Rashi also forced to say this though? Because his whole idea is that we're trying to create a kitzitza for the Iver of the earth.
Rashi talks about the chatzitza being for the Avir. We have to come back and try to figure out what that meant.
That's why I'm like Tosfos.
Yeah, but again, the point is, but the Surya, there was no Gzeira on the Avir.
That's exactly why the
So again, the point of Tosfos, the points are correct. Yosef Rav Yehuda would allow you into Surya on a horse because there's no Xeris Avir. That is clear. The question is, does the Gemara mean to make the Braisa go Kifishitas Rebbe in this particular case? Or does Gemara just pick that as the example that was mentioned in the Braisa, but basically it's everybody because it's all the same. It all falls out the same, which is correct. That what Rebbe allows Bishita Tevel Migdal in Surya, so who had been Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda allow Alasus. It's correct. But Rashi is mashma that it goes kifi Rebbe, it goes Aliba, it's going according to Rebbe, that's what Tosfos of Bechina Pirish came. Says the Nesivis and Torah's Git, no, it's not Bechina, because the Lashon is not mashma harotzu l'kanis alasus nichnas. Harotzu l'kanis betahara is mashma that in Eretz Amin there was no Eitzah. There was no way around it. You'd become tummy no matter what. That's only Rebbe. This was you, they had a way. So therefore, Rashi learns the way he does.
So the Gemara says, by Syria, Lord Israel, Lord Israel, you know, so like what they say, it's not full of Israel, but there's still.
There was no Xer Avira. We're going to see more about this next Kutosis in coming up. Whatever Avira means, that's exactly what we're going to now roll our sleeves up and figure out. Whether Avira ultimately. Whether Avira has to do with the Avira atmosphere, whether Avira has to do with Ma'al al-Agush, and whether you put into whatever words you want to put it into, in the Lashon or Gemara Nazir, but all of that does not hold in Surya. In other words, clearly, if you're going out of Sus, you're Ma'al al-Agush, right? Right? And if Shido Teva Migla for Rebbe, which is not an Ol that constitutes a Chatzitza, you're clearly Ma'al al-Agush. But what does it say about Surya? You can go in, no problem. Ayah Ma'al al-Agush. There is no Tuma of Avir, however you want to define that, the only thing to be concerned about in Surya is coming into contact with physically with the Gush. And therefore, there's every reason to be able to go in. Now, you want to start analyzing, why should it be that they weren't Gozer on Avir in Surya? That already, it's a little bit easier to understand if we focus on Avir as in the atmosphere, because then it's nothing to do with the issue of possible mace. It's about discouraging what, as Tosfos says in Nazir, we'll see soon inside, what was the idea of the Tumas Avir? To discourage going to Chutzlaritz. That's only if told about a place that's usher to go. And Surya, as we see Kibbushach, Shmei Kibbush, Yishevar Tisrael, all the other dinim, Surya is permitted to go from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. Therefore, there's obviously no reason to make the quote-unquote Tumas Avir of discouraging people to go into the space. That makes perfect sense. What's a little bit harder to understand, that if the point is that even the issue of being Mahil Alamis doesn't apply in Surya, now we wonder, why not? If, to the extent that they will go there on the Gush in Surya, because whatever reason they will go there on the Gush in Eretz Amin, Tosu says a few different things, Meise Mabul, Haruga Yisrael, the Rambam, because they weren't makbid what they were burying, and where they were burying things. So the same way that such an idea would exist in Chutz Laretz, it exists in Surya as well. Now, if we're concerned about being mahil on that Kezayis Ben Ames in Eretz Amin, why wouldn't that concern apply in Surya? Why wouldn't they have, in fact, made that Gzeris, that Gzera being mild? That's a good question. That's not 100% clear to me. Why? But I'll have to see. But this is kind of where we're going. Bottom line is, you could be mild on this Eretz, on the Gush. Again, we don't know this, but for sure, Tomei. It's a Gzera. But you can be mild on the Gush in Surya, and you're not Tomei. This is what emerges, and again, this is the Nakuda in terms of whether it goes at Dafka like Rebbe or even everybody. Ben.
Does Tosfos understand Rashi as saying when you enter Surya, if you enter Surya on a horse, you'd still be.
No, we seven towards Gittin is clear. Rashi doesn't disagree with the halachos that Tosfos has outlined for us. The halacha is clear. You enter Surya ala sus. You're not Tamei. Bein l'Rabbi, bein l'Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda. Why? Because the Surya lo gozer al Avira. And whatever you want to put into word Avira, put it in. The question is, do we read the Brice of Quinto de Mar saying as discussing specifically this case, Chitevo Migdal, and work it out according to Rabbi? Tosfos says, why should you do that? It's exactly the same thing for everybody, and even a Rishon Yehuda, and even without Shita Mikdash. The Gemara just picks an example because that's the case of the faulty Ohel for Rebbe, which for Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda would be any case where there's no Ohel, where you're al asus. But the bottom line is you don't have to be concerned about the Ohel issue because it's no Gzeira Navia. So therefore, the Gemara just picks a Mashal b'Shita Mikdash. Says the deceivers, no, but Rashi felt that the Lashon HaBrayis is forcing us to make it go like Rebbe, because it's mashma that there was no Eitza to go in the Tahara in Eretz Amim, and there is an Eitza in Surya, that only fits for Rebbe. Yes, if you'd have his own Eitza to go in, Shita V'Migda would save you. Tosis Dibar Maschil, Ella the Eretz Amim, the Gazu Agusha V'Alavir. Now we have to get into the more nitty gritty of trying to work out a number of different Makoros to square together one with the other. So we're talking about the Lashonos sound very similar, and yet we're going to see that they may mean different things. It's going to be very technical, but hopefully we'll get through it together well. Yeah? Don't worry. Okay? Okay. Ella be'eretz ha'amim de'gazru agusha v'alavir. Lashon HaGemara here. Again, the Gemara's context is that afilu Rebbe, as the Gemara says, Lo kometame, when he goes to Shitev Migdal, he's only tame ela be'eretz ha'amim. Why? The gazru algusha ve'alavira. That means in Eretz ha'amim there was a gzera on two things, on the soil and on the avir. But Surya is better than that. Surya only algusha gazru ve'alavira lo gazru. And again, think again of the Gemara in Shabbos, that there were three stages in development, and at the end of the day, there was a gzera that was extended, maybe not at the same time, but at a later point, on avir as well. But that extra layer, right, of avir, that was not said regarding what? Regarding Surya. Therefore, we have the advantage that you can go in b'shitiv migdal, even al asus as we saw. What's the problem with this line of Gemara? How do we square this line of Gemara with what we find in Nazir, Daf Nun Dalet? The Had Mibayilon B'Nazir Perkein Gadol. The Gemara has a Shaila, Ibayilo. The Mishnah mentions Tumas Eretz Ha'amim in terms of the Inyan of a Nazir, and he's in a Megaleach, but it's a Tuma that the Nazir obviously has become Tameh, and it affects his situation of being a Nazir. The Gemara has a Suffolk over there in the Dalet of the day. The Gemara's Suffolk is Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Gusha Gazro Lecha. Oh, Mishum Avira Gaz. No, you read those words without thinking too hard. What does it sound like in the Gemara? That there's a suffix in the Gemara whether Eretz Ha'amim had a Tumas Avir at all. Mishum Gusa or Mishum Avira. Taking a face value, that goes right against what our Gemara is saying, matter of fact. Eretz Ha'amim had a Gzeira of Gusha and a Gzeira of Avira. What else does it seem to contradict? And this is another question of Tosis elsewhere. What other Gemara does it seem to fly against? One Shabbos. The Gemara goes on and says that there was a stage that they added Avir. And here the Gemara is a suffix. Is Gusho Avir. So that's what Tosis is going to discuss, the same issue from the perspective of the Gemara and Shabbos. So Tosis has to now come and redefine for us what those terms are in the Gemara and Nazir. The Gemara raises the question. And the Gemara says, again, that's the sugya there in the beginning. Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Avira Gashra Leah or Mishum Gusha Gashra Leah. So what does it mean? Of course we know there was a Gzera Bavi. That's the whole point of our Gemara, that differentiates Surya from Eretz Ha'amim. What are you asking? A Shailo Mishum Gusha Mishum Avira. Says Tosis, Hachi Perusha. This is Tosis here. This is Tosis in Nazir as well. We'll soon see it inside. We have to read the Gemara as follows. Mishum Gusha means mishum de mahil al hagush hu va'asau chachamim kimahil al hames, and therefore v'yachol yikanes hamashitev mil. That's going to be the nafka mina. Keep in mind when the Gemara raises this shaila ibayilahu, the Gemara is going to want initially to make this question be totally in the machlokes who and who. And Hayamid Aleph between Rebbe and Yisrael Yehuda, if shitev migdal is going to work in Eretz Ha'amim, right? So Gemara is going to say that the Machokis is in this Shaila. Then the Gemara has three other possibilities. So now the way the Gemara Tosis is learning up the Shaila, it's going to come out as follows. Of course there's an issue of going in to the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim. Of course. The shayla is, what's the gather of that halacha? Mishum gusha, in other words, is the problem of entering the space, even when you're not touching physically the soil. Is that problem mishum gusha, meaning that what being in the airspace over the gush makes you tamei based on what? Based on what consideration? That what are you in fact doing right now? You're being malal gush. Oh, it was one of the manner in which tumah is transmitted, just like right, Parshas Chukas. If you mahil on a mace, that makes you tamei. So mishum gusha, we're talking already. We know already magam gusha. We're talking about now the extra layer now of entering the avir, which is a given that exists there at Sa'amin. Right? If you go in on a horse, there's no shayla because you're clearly being mahil. So the shayla is that which you'll be tamei when you enter the avir at Sa'amin. That's what the Gemara is already asking. Mishum gusha is the reason why you're tamei when you enter the space, even without coming into direct physical contact with the gush. Is it mishum gusha? Is because what are you in effect doing right now? You're being ma'il al gush. And therefore, v'asa'u chacham kimala mace. In other words, if you knew there was a mace, and you're ma'il al mace, that's a regular, straightforward tumav tumas oel. So the Chachamim said, well, we don't know if there's a mace, right? We have to worry. Tosis is going to tell us, and it's nazir more about what we're worrying about. But we're worried about a mace. So now they said that there's going to be a source of tumma in the gush. So being ma'al al gush is the equivalent of being ma'al al mace. And therefore you become tame by virtue of being ma'al al gush. That's one possibility. But if you go with that side of the Gemara, then what could help you? You could be helped if you have a proper chatzitza. The Gemara is assuming now that Shittev Migdal would be a proper chatzitza if you're enclosed. And therefore, if the problem of being in the avir of Eretz Ha'amim is mishum gusha, meaning that what are you? You're being ma'al al ames, then yachali kaneis sham b'shittev Migdal. Assuming that's a proper oh, that's side number one in the Gemara. Yeah? What's the other side of the Gemara? O mishum avira, meaning to say, what is the pshat that if you go into the space of Eretz Amin without touching the gush, why are you tamei? Not because ma'al meis, that wasn't cheshbon. Rather, o dilma al ha'avir atzmo. In other words, just breathing in that air, just being in the airspace itself. In which case, below yuchal ikanis sham b'shamin, and then you couldn't go in no matter what. And why exactly would be the reason why they made such an idea? That was Sisu Natosis in Nazir. We already spoke it out. What would be the Vart? It's nothing to do with a mace. Why? They don't want me believing Eretz Yisrael. So that's the subject of the Gemara. Within this idea of a person entering the space without physically coming into contact with the gush, is that also a tumah mishum gusha? Does it originate with the fact that you're ma'al on the gush, which is considered like as if you're ma'al on a mace? We don't know that there's a mace, but the gush itself becomes ki'ilu, it was a mace, and therefore you're ma'al on a gush? Or is it because it's just being in the avir? Nafka bina would be shitevo migda, which is what the Gemara initially says, kitanai anunheim alf there. That maybe that's the machlokas. That means to say that Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda says it's okay to be Shittev Migdal because he holds that the only problem was Mishum Ma'al al gush. And Rebbe, he might hold it's a good OL technically, but it's not in terms of Ma'al al gush, but that's not the issue here. The issue is it's still in the oven. This is what the Maram speaks out. We'll see in a second. And therefore, there's no shaykhis to that subject, to our words of Agamara, because now he has to come back to Agamar. What did Agamar say about Surya? Mishum gusha, they will go there, but alavira lo gazru. So what does it mean by surya alavira lo gazru? So now plug it in. What were they not gozer in Surya? So the idea is you're not going to be tamei by being in the avir. But why would you be tamei in Eretz Amin being in the avir? So there are two possibilities. Either the tzad of the gemara of al gusha, mishum gusha because of ma'al ames, or because it's the other side of the gemara. So either way, that's what the gemara means. In Surya you won't have it. So let's finish the tosis. V'hach b'shmaita, see now, when the Gemara says in our Gemara, that there were gozer al-gusha, what does Gemara mean al-gusha? Don't confuse the word al-gusha in our Gemara with the word al-gusha in the Gemara in Nazir. When the Gemara says, mishum gusha in Nazir, what does Gemara mean? Mishum mal al-gush. The Gemara says, al-gusha over here, gozer, what does Gemara mean over here? Maga Gusha, good. Shat, Kishmat, look in the Tosis inside. Agusha, Maga Gusha. The Alavira, meaning an Avira that will not go, said, what does Gemara mean over here? Now take your pick. Now you have the two starting of the Gemara in. The Gemara in Nazif. Alavira means Omisha Malal Gush, so that was not applicable to Surya. Omisha Mavira Mamish. So Tosis Mamish is working out the way to read the words here vis-a-vis the way to read the Nazir. The Tzadim were Nazir within a person who enters in the Avir. Two ways to understand why it's Tamei Naritza Amin. Mal Al-Gush, or just being in the Avir. The Gemara says, Al-Gusha here, it means more limited sense. Gusha means Mamish, the Magagush. And Avira Logazu means either the Tzad of Avir of the Gemara, Tzad number one in the Gemara Nazir, that your Mal Al-Gush, that was not applicable in Syria. Or it means if the Tzad of Avira in the Gemara Nazir, the second Tzad is because just being in the space, that's what was not applicable in Syria. Just to show you in the Maram, just to work out, what the Tosis therefore pointed out, that if Yigzera was Mishum Avira, Mamish, that means being in the space, then Shira Tev Migda wouldn't help you. So the Maram speaks out exactly what we said. Take a look. Hachi Pirusho Mishum Gusha Mishum Malal Gush, but Salomar. Imu Mita Malal Gush, then what? Im haya shum hefsik beino bein agush kigon shida oteva ogesher gesher then tohar. If it's because of malagush, then you can have a separation. Avu yavi mitam avira, then what? Afilu haya b'shiteva umuka mikotzka deha. You'd be totally surrounded on all sides. Ein amalo da akarcha hu bavira de chutzlaris. Now the Maram adds something that Tosis here did not add. But the Maram is mitzayin here to the Tosis in Nazir, which we'll take a look in a second together. The Tam Tumazu, Tosis doesn't really give us much background. What would be the idea? Malal Gush, I understand, because ultimately it traces itself to the possibility of a mace. So if it's a mace and there's a Tuma that could come Ayidei, oh, so since we don't know, it might be a mace. So we have to consider the possibility and therefore be goes a Tuma if you're Mahil Al Gush. But if it's this idea, it's just entering the space, you have a proper chatzitza, you're nifsat from the bottom, from the gush, and yet what? It's the tam tumazu hu mishum kidei shelo yetze mi'adam yetzeu chutzlarz kidemashma hasam v'ayin sham ki rotze lemifshad lema ketanayu maybe put the Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda v'rebi v'dachila. In other words, what you're referencing is daf nun hey amir aleph, that the Gemara had initially a suggestion to work this Shaila, the Sibaya, into the Machokis of Rebbe and Rabbanan, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, in terms of Shideva Migdal. Where does he get from Tosus in Nazir that the reason for the Gzeira Avira would be Shelo Yelech? Where did he find it? Let's see where he found it. Let's look ourselves. So take a peek. We'll take everyone's questions. Let me just take a peek in the parallel Tosus in Nazir on the words Eretz Amim Al Avira Gazru, right? That's the suffix in Nazir. So Tosus is going to work out what would a tooth study him? And he's going to again address the question of how to cross-reference our Gemara and understand our Gemara not being a contradiction. There it was a suffix of Avira Gazru or not, and here it says Gazru Agusha Ve'alavira. So look at Tosus in Nazir. Eretz, you saw that, yeah? In Seder? You saw Tosus in Nazir, right? If not, you'll see it now. Eretz Amim. Alavira, no, it's good. We just saw Tosis here. It'll read. Eretz ha'amim alavira gazru. Mishum avir we have gazru. Odil mishum gusha gazru. What is the nafkamina that the Gemara is implicitly after, which is going to be addressed a minute later with Ketanoi, maybe, that's nafkamina. Kigon. The nafkamina that the Gemara is trying to get at is the following. Mahalech b'shira tevo migdo. Gedolos Yosemi Memsa, this is important because for it to be a chotzeitz, it has to be something that itself is not what? Is not the Kabutumma. So it has to be big enough. That's why it's called Shitev Migdol. It's so big, She'ein Mekabin Tumma, right? It's more than Memsa, so it can't be moved if it were full. It's not Metalti Malavarekan, the terminology is. Oh, Al Gesher, Eretz Amin. Oh, and Nechaz Bekaran or Besfina. Tosis used Karan here as an example. Do you have a chatzitza? Interesting. Tosis here is okay. Shechmiru ba Yosemi ba Ohel Emes. and we'd be more machmir. Tosis says, why? You have a proper chatzitza, you're not malal gush. What does it mean, Mishum Havira? Kedei, here it is, black on white, kedei, shelo yetze, mi'aretz chutzlatz. The Tosis is presenting the reason. Vayasi left us, didn't fill us in on this, Rabbi Ram did. Why would there be a gzeir Mishum Havira just being there, even though you have a total protection, shielding yourself from the gush? Because we don't want you entering into that space. Which, of course, helps to explain why in Syria there is no tzitzir, because you're allowed to go. Oh, Dilma Mishum Gusha, meaning Dafka Hamala Gusha Gazru Kimisha Malala Meis. Now Tosis fills us in a little bit more. And why? Why are they concerned of the Gush that, and therefore you can be Malala Meis? Mipnei tells us a few things. Mipnei Meis Mabul. So going back to that way back when, there are non-Jewish corpses that still, who knows, that could still have something that's mitame. Oh, mipnei rov mi Yisrael, shenergu b'chutz laretz. All the redifos over the centuries. So it could be even Jewish mason. But if that's the case, so it's malal agush, it's only about tumah related, tumah smes related, and chutz laretz has this issue. Avo nichtas b'shir tevo migdal. So then you'd be okay if you have your protection. Okay, so the Tosis is giving us the Tutsdadim with a little more background, yeah? Tosis asked in the Gemara and Shabbos. We have our Gemara, we have Gemara and Shabbos. The Mashma, the Perakam, the Shabbos. The Gazu al Gusha ve'al Avira. So it sounds like there was a Gzera, even Avira, and here the Gemara has a suffix. The answer is, what that means is hasamacha birusho, ben genogea begusha, or ben b'mayel agusha, b'loshem hefzik agusha, if you didn't have a hefzik. Ava bashi dov migdal, sheish hefzik, lo'ayri, knows that, there's no issue. The issue of the Gemara is, what is it mean to be tamei ve'avira? Is it because mal agush, or is it because of just being in the avir? Tosis gives more reasons. If it's because mal agush, it's because the chashash is meisei mabul, meisei Yisrael. If it's because of entering the space, it's because of loyet uchutzlart. Our Gemara, going back to our Tosis, is saying in Eretz Amin, they'll go to al gusha, meaning physically in contact with the gush, or avira, take your pick, tutzdadim in the Gemara, whether avira is mal gush or avira is just being in the avir. So far, so good? So far, so good? Yeah? All right.
So according to the Tzad and Tosos, that let's say just being in the Avir, they were goes there. So does that mean that they're that Ohel, like which category would Tumas Ohel fall into? The Gusha category or the Avir category? Meaning let's say we say,
if you say that the Avir means just being in the Avir, then for all we know there was no, we'll see about this in a short time in coming up. Then for all we know there was no Zera of Malal Gush.
At all?
We'll see more. We'll see. Wait a little bit more.
Didn't Rabbi mention that it could be a separate category?
Yeah, but where does it fit?
Does it have to fit anywhere?
It does, because you say it's Syria.
Does it fit in other words, I was asking like this. If you say that the Avira means just being in the Avir, whatever chatzitza you have, it's not going to help you. You're in the Avir. Not connected to the Gush in any way. No. So where does Malal Gush fit into that? Would Malal Gush also be included in Gusha, or that they never went that far, Bechal. That's going to come up in the next Tosis. We'll see how to deal with this question. Any other, so far, any other things to clarify? Yes, Daniel, please. Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak, you were saying earlier that the nafkamina between the two understandings in the Tosis and Nazir would be Sheet Tevet Mumigdal.
That's what Tosis says. That's the Gemara.
Wouldn't it be anything that's a mafsid of Sukka? Why does it have to be the Chosada?
Yeah, Tosis Gesher also. Tosis said both things. You saw it. Tosis just read. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be marginal from the end of Tosfos that to answer Ari's question somewhat is that he says it's an O, so if you choose to go down that path,
then it's not the other one.
My hero doesn't exist.
That's it. That's where we're going. That for sure Merim Schiff says like you says that way, at least possibly. It's gonna be Nogia the next Tosis. I want to read the Tosis in together for that reason. Okay. Everyone hear the point that was brought up. If Avir means just physically being in the Avir, not connecting to Tumas Veis, then where do we have also a basis to be metame because not laugush? That's what you're asking. Maybe just before we do the next tosis, let me just do the Maram Shif with you on this tosis, because Maram Shif does something very interesting in terms of working this sugya out within the four possibilities of Nun Hei Amid Aleph and Nazir. If this is too much for you, then we'll put this in a little bracket and we'll close it in a few minutes. So you tune back in 5 minutes. But just for those who are holding already, you know, it might as well just, you know, but again, don't let it get you thrown off completely. Just because we spoke at the full sugya Nazir, at least the gist of it. Do you remember Nazir Daf Nun Hei? We brought the Machokes Rebbe and Reis Rebbe Yehuda, a person who enters Eretz Ha'am Mishir Teva Migdal, Rebbe Mitamei, Reis Rebbe Yehuda Mitayim. So the Gemara initially wanted this Machokes to be reflecting what? Kitanoi. The Machokes of the two studies that we just had, that for Rebbe, the Gzeira was Mishum Avira, meaning just being in the Aver, so whatever Chatzitza you have is no good, not going to help you. Really, fundamentally, in other words, Ozarok would be what? Fundamentally, would be fine. Except here we're dealing with a whole different issue. With Maisa, you're in the Avir. And if Yosef Yehuda holds that Mishum Gusha, so you have a proper Chatzit. So then the Gemara has other possibilities. Really, Mishum Gusha, all agree Mishum Gusha, meaning Malal Gush. But the Shaila is, do we have a valid Ola or not? Is Ozark Shmei Ola? That's the Shaila. Then the Gemara has another possibility that the Machokis is whether they made a Gzer by Musa to Oshchicha, because it's an unusual case. Maybe the Machalin have made a Gzera. And a fourth possibility is a Shaila make a Gzera that you might end up extending your hands and so on. So just to work out what he does for us is very interesting. This says that this sugya, do we have to link it to any particular way of learning pshat in that machokas? In Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe. When the Gemara says that in Surya lo gazer al avira, but Maisa, what is the Gemara thinking in terms of the range of possibilities learning pshat in that machokas? So he says, really, it doesn't have to be totally one more than the other. Let's see what he says. B'sugya d'hacha, right, this is on the last words of Tosus. Tosus finished speaking, alavira, omishamala agush, or because of the avir itself. B'sugya d'hacha azla b'pshitus, bein l'lishna kitanoi d'hasan, that's the first version of the machokas, the prigi b'tstabi ha'ibaya, that the machokas in Yisrael and Rebbe is in the very two sides of the Shaila. And according to that understanding, what do we say better Ozarik? According to that understanding. Kuyama, then according to that Ozarik? Shmeo. The Rebbe Mitami Mishida Mishum De Avira Atzmo Gazru Ve'eniyachuli Kanis Bishum Inyan. So now on that, the Gemara would be saying, but what? Surya is different. Why is Surya different? Kamar de Besurya Agusha, meaning the Hainu Oel Gush Gazru, Al Avir Mamishilo Gazru. In other words, so what makes Surya better? That which they will go there and Sa'amim, which we're assuming now means what? Which side are we going with now? That it's the Avir itself, but that didn't apply to Surya. Imken Yachul Kanis Beshida. So that for sure is good, right? To say Surya is better certainly works according to the Pshat that the Gemara initially says for the Machok. Bein lo kimta shnia. Now, this is what Rashi thinking about. The kimta shnia was that what's the machokas about? Really, the olam was mishum gusha, meaning malal gush. And what's the machokas of mishum Yosef Yehuda is whether you have a proper chatzitza where ozaruk is considered ohel. And what does the Gemara say here? Surya, no problem. Why not? Simple. It says same thing. Bein lo kimta shnia the pligi ba ozaruk or kul yam mishum ohel gush gazru. The Rebbe Mitami Mishum De Inkan Hefzik Bein Olam Eretz Amim. We don't have a proper Ohel. So what does it mean? The Gemara Perusha Agusha Gazru means Agusha Gazru means Mago Masa. That yes in Syria. What not in Syria? What didn't they extend to Syria? What aspect? Avira Lo Gazru meaning what? Now we're going that there was never Avira. It was just about Malal Gush was not extended to Syria. Alavira, the Hanu Avigush, Shahu Oel, Lo Gazru Besuria. And therefore, Blachin, Abda Ozara, Koshme Oel, they call Makam Tar, because there was no Gzera of Malal Gush. So, what? Take your pick of what it means that you're Tame in Eretz Amim in the Avir. But whatever it is, doesn't apply in Syria. Now, I just want to point out, it's a lot easier to understand why it doesn't apply in Syria if Avira means being in the Avir because it's Asalatzes, because Surya is not Asalatzes. But if it's Malal Gush, why in fact did they not extend it? That's not clear. But that's what it comes down. Now it goes further. Ben Ukimta Gimel. What was the third Ukimta? That really all agree Shmei Oel. And Kuliyam Mishumavir Mamish Gazru. And yet, Rabbi the Mitami Mishum de Loyachu Kanis Mishum Minyan, the EF Shishloi Kanis Avid Porto Utoch Hashida, you're going to obviously be breathing in air of the Eretz Amim. And if Yossi has this unique idea, Mishum Davi Musadu Oshchicha Velogos Birabanan. And now, what does the Gemara say about Surya? Kamar, the Surya, Agusha, meaning Oa Gusha Gazru. And again, Avira, meaning Avir Mamish Lo Gazru. In other words, because there was no Gzeira on the Avir. Kozer Nir Pasha. So basically, plug in what you want in terms of what the Gemara was saying. The Machokis is, bottom line of Mamshav is saying, whatever it is that we metameyu ba'avi eretz ha'amin, whether you want to call it Malal Gush, which was with the first side of the Gemara in Azin and Dalet and Beis, or the other side, Avim, either way, it did not apply in Surya. So that's it. And therefore, what Tosis did for us right now is work out the Lishonos, and therefore, it's not a problem. The Gemara there has Tut Stadim within the Halach of Avir being Metameyu. Why? And here the Gemara is saying that Lemaisa, whatever it is that will make you Tame being in the Avir, whether the Tzad of Mishum Gusha, Malal Gush, whether the Tzad of being in the Avir, doesn't apply in Surya. So far, we're good. We have a major hurdle still to deal with, and that's the Mishnah Olos. That's one more issue that's going to bring up a lot of possible answers. We have to learn one more Tosfos together. Yeah.
Can we say that Rashi is like he's thinking about?
I want to wait for Rashi first to finish with the Tosfos, and Rashi is going to be its own avodah. I mean, come back to Rashi. Let's first learn the Tosfos in together. Let's go together. Yeah.
This isn't at the end of the day with Marmshav. Isn't aren't we really saying that it is Tolei? It just doesn't really matter. And it is Talia on how you learn. Of course, it has to be Talia on how you learn.
Yeah, but when you read really the words of Gemara here and says that Be'eretz am de Gazru al Gusha ve al Avira, this is what Tosfos is saying here, you have to read it as follows. Gusha means Magagush, and Avira is plug in what you want to say for Avira. Avira means the side of the Gemara of al Gush, Mishum Gusha meaning Mal al Gush, or Mishum Avira meaning the being in the Avir, and both of that, that's in our Amim, yes, and Surya not.
So then the Marmshav is not really...
No, all we did, Marmshav was saying that now if you look in the Gemara in Nazir, Nunhei just gives you different possibilities, Rabbi and Rabbanan, and it's all going to fit with our Gemara. So it's either way, the point is that Surya is better. Surya doesn't have any of the drawbacks of Eretz Amim, whatever you want to call it, in Eretz Amim, that will make you tame in the Avir. Semantics aside, it's not going to happen in Surya. Okay, one more hurdle, and that's Tosis here. It's a new Dibra Maschil, Tosis and Nazir. It connects. This is another major kasha that has to be dealt with, and that's the Mishnah Olos. Okay, now here, let's go slow. The Gazu Agusha Ve'alavira. This is where is this? In Eretz Ha'an. Gazu Agusha Ve'alavira. And again, what does Avira mean? Tosis just got finished saying, Gusha means Magagusha, Avira means Mishmalagush or Mishmavira Mamish. And that's in Eretz Ha'am. Hiksha Rav Yaakov Merlidja Ulanis. The Mesechus Olos Tnan. The Mishnah Mefureshes in Olos Perig Beis Mishnah Gimel. The Elu Mitamin Ben Maga Uve Masa Ve Emetamin Ba'o. A list of things that only have the potential to impart tuma with maga umasa, if you touch it or if you cause it to move, you raise it, but not the ohel. And it starts by etzem kisora. The etzem is just the barley size. It's not more significant in terms of how much of the body. Just etzem kisora. It's mitam maga umasa, not the ohel. Kohen nogeya ba etzem. It says nogeya, yes, but not ohel. The Eretz HaAmen. So what does it say in the Mishnah Olos? Eretz HaAmen. The Eretz HaAmen is not mitamei how? What's going on? What do you mean? It says here, in Eretz HaAmen, there goes a gusha v'alavira. So how could you say the Eretz HaAmen is not mitamei ba'olam? This is a big question. This is going to have multiple answers. Now we have to sort out what Tosis is about to do in answering this question. Yeah?
A simple answer first would be to reference back to the end of a previous Tosfos. Well, what Avir means?
We're going to see. I want you to see how to read the Tosfos. And Mamshif is going to do that for us. But let's read the words and see till we get to the Mamshif, okay? Let's read slowly. Tosfos, we have a series of answers. We have to know how to put it together here. Let's start. Answer number one. The Tirates, this is the Rav Yaakov de Ulinus' answer. The Mairi ba'afar haba mechutz la'aretz la'aretz v'hamahil alav de'lo metame de mishum avir atzmo gazru. Now, let's just pause before I say that. Just the words. Afar haba mechutz la'aretz. You're mahil on afar chutz la'aretz, but not in chutz la'aretz. If you're mahil and offer chutz garetz, in Eretz Amin, no doubt they will go there. That's for sure. But if you take offer from chutz garetz and bring it to Eretz Yisrael, and you're mahil on that offer chutz garetz, where? In Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Mishnah is discussing. That's what it means in the Mishnah. The Eretz Amin is not mitame at all. If you look at the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah, he actually says this pshat in the Mishnah. This first answer to Tosis is pshat in the Mishnah. Eim etam maga of masav eim etam ba'oil, eretz eim dekachavim, kochutz garetz karyarz lechavim, v'hacha mayri, says the Bar Tanura. Begush afar, sheba mechutz garetz, shom etami, b'maga of masav eim etam ba'oil. Avo, hanichnas la'aretz ha'ob dekachavim, you go to eretz, afilu lo naga, below Nasa, you didn't touch, you didn't carry it. Kigon shay roche balasus tame dalavir shayor ta'amin nami gazru. So of course you have the tumas ol, so to speak, in Eretz Amin. But the case of the Mishnah is that you have the offer of Eretz Amin, you brought it to Eretz Yisrael, you mal on it in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where it's not mitami ba'on. Does this not go right into the Shaila of the Gemara? Doesn't this mean that the Gzeira of Avir was a Gzeira of the Avir itself and not Malal Gush? If it was Malal Gush, why are you not Tame? Now look at the Lashon HaTosis now, a few words later. What's the case? Mairi, again, the Mairi ba'afra ba'mechutz garetz la'aretz, ba'amal alav, de'lo mitamei, look at the Lashon. First white line, Tosis. De'mishum avir atzmo gazru, de'lo mishum malal agush. Pause. What did Tosis now say? Why are you not tamei? De'mishum avir atzmo gazru. What did Tosfos seem to be saying here? That this pshat of Yat B'Mer Linus would learn pshat in the Mishnah in Olos that would be taking sides on what Shaila? Mm-hmm. On the Gemara Safek and Nazir. Does that sit well with everybody? You hear the crab? Mm-hmm. Who's Kasha Masha? Tosfos is giving an answer to Akasha, but from frying pan into the fire. Right, you answered the kasha of Ma'olos, but now you're going to have to figure out how to square this with the sugya in Nazir Nundalit. Tosfos got finished saying before that there's a suffix in the Gemara about Malal Gush versus Avir Mamish. Tosfos says, if you're Malal on Afar Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, you're not Tamei, that's what it means, you know Tumas Oel, and Tosfos adds, the Mishum Avir Atzmo Gazov Lo Mishum Malal Gush. That means that Tosfos is saying that with this answer, we are now assuming that the Tumah of Eretz Amim was not Malal Gush. And one that studied in the Gemara was Mishum Gusha, meaning Malal Gush. And Tosfos is saying here it's not so, it's because of Avim. What are we missing, Rabosa? You have a problem? Yes, yes. Mashal leaves it. Saskasha, the Mikol Makam, Tivshut Meach Mas Nisin, Hachi Boy, the Perakoyan God, the Mishamal Gush, Lo Gaz, El Mishamav Atzma. Okay. We're going to come to a good answer. By the end of this year, we'll have a good answer. Just by the end of the toast, we'll have a good answer. But have a little patience. Maram was also sent with this question. And he says, we have to just reinterpret those words that we just read in Tosus slightly. Does Tosus actually mean to say that in Eretz Ha'amim itself, that Yemal al Gush, you would not be Tameh? What did Tosus talk about? What case? The Eretz Ha'amim where? In Eretz Yisrael. So Tosus means that Mishum al Gush, meaning in this particular situation. Look at the Maram. The tirates the Mary b'afar b'chutz laretz the mishum aver atzmo the lo mishum al gush nira the lav dafka kamer. This Tosus is lav dafka the lo mishum al gush. No, because then we're basically resolving the shaila of the Gemara. We're taking sides in the Gemara's shaila. We don't want to do that. El laretz lomar the lo gazru mishum al gush el kishu gamkin v'aver chutz laretz al kshevi gush avira there just fell low. Tosus just meant not Mavel Gush in this case. Satisfied with this answer or not? Okay. It's okay. For now, it's okay. I think we can do better, no? So here's our problem. Derech Agav, this case is actually such a machlokes in Sanhedrin Yudbeis. It should say Yudbeis on your sheets. You should change it. Rashi and Tosus, Sanhedrin Yudbeis. The words of the Gemara have to do with doing Iber Shana in the year after Shemitah. And the Shaila is, can you access Yerek Michutz La'aretz and then you'll have really something to sustain yourself so it won't be so terrible if you have an extra month for the year after Shemitah because you can always bring Yerek Michutz La'aretz. Why? Yes, why not? We are afraid, Ligusheim. You're going to bring Yerek Michutz La'aretz, you're going to bring dirt with it. So what's the problem if you bring dirt with it? You bring dirt with your yerek. So Rashi says, Sanhedrin Yudbeis, Shema Yavi Imam Migush Eretz Ha'amin, Shemitami Ba'ohel V'yitami Taras Shel Eretz Yisrael. What do we have here? We have Afar Chutz La'aretz being brought where? To Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, you have a problem of Tumas Ohel. Says Tosus on the spot. Ah-ah. Mashma, because according to this, Yiksha the Sanya the Olos Gush above Eretz Ha'amim Mitamid Maksav Ba Ohel. Bahad Mashba in Mor Shabbos and Nazir the Mitamid Ba Ohel. Daska be Eretz Ha'amim Avom Hevi Mi Afro Eretz Yisrael Lo Mitamid Ba Ohel. Therefore, he learns Pshat the Gemara Chashinan LeGushayin that you Lo Yitamid the Magav Amasa not Ohel. So Rashi's Mashma that this very case of Afar Eretz Ha'amim brought to Eretz Yisrael would actually be subject to Tumas Ohel, and Tosus Lishitas. So here is assuming not. Okay, so this is just an interesting machlokas, but Nachzer to our Tosus. So meanwhile, Tosus has given one answer to the Miyashiv the Kasha from the Mishnah in Oth, but the Maisa the Mashah is all over this. Tosus is merely subjecting himself to saying like one side of the Gemara Nazir that there's no problem of Mal al Gush. Says the Maram, not Tosus means there's no malagush in the case of Eretz Yisrael. Let's go more. Let's go further. Tosus quibbles with this. Ein lashon Eretz Ha'am mashmakach mashmakim. Doesn't like this answer because what's the lashon of the Mishnah and Olos? Eretz Ha'amim. And what are you doing to these words? You're explaining them to mean afar of Eretz Ha'amim. Where? Does it sound that way? Sounds like it's in Eretz Ha'amim. The offer is in Eretz Ha'amim. So Tosus tweaks it. Tosus says like this. Ach Yishlomer, let's try to work it better into the Lashon. A different scenario. What's the scenario? The Airi Kigon Sheyesh Daf O Gesher. You have a plank, a bridge. Sherosho Echad Ba'aretz. One end is in Eretz Yisrael. The Roshu Hasheni b'chutz laretz. The other side of the plank is in chutz laretz. which is therefore, and under that is Afar of Eretz Ha'amid. Umonachim Kelim Tachas Rosho Sheba Eretz Sheba Eretz. Under the end of the plank that's in Eretz Yisrael are Kelim. Under the other end of the plank, which is in Eretz Ha'amim, is soil of Eretz Ha'amim. Being under the same roof normally would bring Tumas Ohel, right? You could be under the same roof with that source of Tumah. And what is the Mishnah going to be telling me? The Ein Mevi Tumah Alein Utahorin. That that which the Mishnah says in Olos, that there won't be Tumas Ohel Eretz Ha'amim, is not the case that you took the soil and brought Eretz Ha'amim. Not Mashmah that way. The soil is in Eretz Ha'amim. The answer is the soil is Eretz Ha'amim. Over that is a daf. Under the other side of the daf, which is Eretz Yisrael, is Kalim. Do the Kalim become Tamei Mishum Oel of the Afar of Eretz Ha'amim, which is an Eretz Ha'amim? No. That's what the Mishnah means. But of course, what would we say if you were in Eretz Ha'amim? Let's go back to the Maram, let's say. If you're in Eretz Ha'amim and you're Ma'al ala Gush in Eretz Ha'amim, of course you're Matam. Okay, so Tosis has a variation of this first suggestion. Wait. We have a couple more answers. Now, listen to this. Here's what gets interesting. Inami. This is answer. This is third suggestion to answer up the Mishnah in Olos. Inami. But look how he says the Lashon. Inami. Im mishum mal ala gush gazer aleha. If the gzeira had to do with mal ala gush, what does he mean by this? If the gzeira had to do with mal ala gush, this is a giveaway to answer the Mashal's Kash. This is where Maram Shif is going to step in. Let me give you already a tease. Tosas never meant, when he said the first Teretz, and then he had a variation of it, Tosas never meant that he was going to use the Mishnah to take sides in the Shaila and the Gemara about what exactly the Gzeira of Aver was. Was it Mishum Gusha, Malo Gush, or was it being in the Aver? Tosis is hedging his bets. Tosis wants to accommodate both possibilities. So initially, Tosis is going within the tzad of the Gemara, that Mishum Avira, meaning Avira being in the Avir. So now, if that's the case, there's no Mal Al Gush to consider. That's not in the equation at all. There's Maga Gush, and what else is there? Being in the Avir. Meanwhile, it says in the Mishnah that there's no Tumas Oel. Tosis gives the answer that the Afar went from Chutz Lo'etz to Eretz Yisrael, and you're Mala on that, and there's no Tumas Avir. Why not? Because you're not in Eretz Ha'amim. And Mala Gush, there's no problem. Tosis didn't like it because of the Lashons. Tosis is another variation of it, that you have the plank, and the plank had two sides, and so. Now Tosis is coming to answer the Kasha, Lufi, the other side of the Gemara. You'll see it inside Maram Shef. We may or may not get to it, but this is how he learns up Shan Tosis. So now Tosis is going to accommodate the other side. So therefore, whatever side you want to say in the Gemara of the Abaya, we're going to answer the Kasha from Mishnah Aleph. Follow me? So this is what he does right now. That's why you see the Lashon. He's mocked them each time. So when Tosis said before, the Mishum Aver Atzmo Gazva Hu Mishal Gush, it's not a Kasha. It's against the Gemara. It's one side of the Gemara. No, he was Gafka saying, that's if you go with that side of the Gemara. And then Tosis just quibbles Derech Agav with that answer and gives another suggestion. Now he comes back to his point of departure. What about the other side of the Gemara? So now if you read the Tosis as one unit, you see how it flows beautifully. This is Maram Shif's reading of the Tosis. You can have a lot of chazit today, I know, but it's okay. So let's read it again. So now he goes on. He says, Inami, notice how he's magdim. Inami, until now the answers that I gave were going with fee the tzad of the Gemara, that it's a tumah of Aver is Malal Gush, not Aver Atzma. So then I'll give you a reason why the Mishnah is not a problem, because it's talking about one of those two possible scenarios. Now I'm going to go according to the other tzad, that the Gemara has, that the union of Aver is Maver, is in fact Malal Gush. So then what is the answer to the Kasha of Mishnah in Olos? Let me give you now the answer. Inami, here's going to be your answer. So he gives me another possible. What is Shita Rav Shimon about Tumas Oel? The Amar, we saw the Rashi yesterday, right? What is Rav Shimon's Shita? Kivrei Yakum, Ein Mitam Be'Oel. And therefore, The loch niru al eretz ha'amim yosem mikivrei avdik achav matzma. So, in other words, kivrei akam and amitami ba'oel. Therefore, therefore, they were not machbir on eretz ha'amim. Now, this makes perfect sense if the gzeira of eretz ha'amim was because of meisei akam or meisei mabul. If you go with meisei yisrael, the Tosa suggested huge yisrael. You have to say, but Maisa, they're not going to be more machbir than what's true by Meisei Yaakov. We don't know for sure that this can be there. So they didn't go as far as to Masol. And that's because of Rav Shimon. So that's another answer, but this, again, according to Rav Shimon, this is the answer will feed the other side of Mishum Malagush. And one more answer. One more answer. Ba'ot Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam. The following. And this goes back to we started yesterday, beginning of Shir. Remember, Tumas Avir was not initially part of the Gzeira of Eretz Ha'am. How did it start? Just, initially was just on Gusha. Then it was Litros and was upgraded to Lisrof. And then Avir was Litros and they left it alone at Litros. But meanwhile, it was a later stage. The Mishnayis could have been composed at an interim stage. This is a Tkufas HaTanoim after all. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Otir Tzabinu Tam, Dahi Mishnah, Kodim Shagazul Avira, Kedem Perakam the Shabbos, to me, Kora Gazul and Gias Gush Mesulo. Questions? You want to see membership inside? Yes? No? Maybe? Let's do it. Let's do membership just to see Osius Machimos, how he learns it in the Tosis. This is the Yishuv to the Mashas Kasha. Just not the whole piece, just to what I gave you. The T-Rates, the Iri, right? This is the answer of Bimi Erlinus. The T-Rates, the Iri. Lefizeh, this is the answer number one, that it was Ofer that came to Eretz Yisrael. And Tosu says, So this is essentially the kasha of the Maharsha. So how do we read Tosu? Chorotosu is tying himself to one pshat in the Gemara, one side of the Gemara. The Yeshlomar. The Shiur Lashonam, meaning how you're going to read the language, is Demari Ba'afar. That's the case of Afar that went to Eretz Yisrael. E Mishamavir Atzma Gozru. That's if we say the Gzeru was Mishamavir Atzma. Then the answer will be that the Afar went to Eretz Yisrael. The E Mishamalal Gush Gozru, if you want to go the other side of the Gemara Shaila, the Mishamal Gush, then Ikuluk Mekrev Shimon. Right, the only thing is what threw everybody off, and the Mashah as well, is that Tosus interjected something. Like a Tosus Makshin called him the Masik HaKol, but Sa'ad the Avar Atzmo Gozru, he interrupts by saying the English Shonu Mashma came. He's bothered by the Lashon of the Mishnah that says Eretz Amim. Doesn't sound good. V'tziru ba'osik Sa'ad derech Achim. So within that study, he has another variation. Okay, this is really how you can read the Tosis. So we have a total of four answers, but the way they line up, it would have to be dependent on the various studim of the Gemara. What we have to still try to figure out, again, where does Rashi fit in all of this? How would Rashi answer these kashas? How would Rashi answer the kasha from the Mishnah in, and Rashi quoted the Mishnah in all those, right? Okay, so let's chazer a little bit for what we did today. You have a few minutes. Let's just see. What did we see today? No, starting the top. What's the top Tosis? What's the upshot of that?
You don't limit it.
Tosis didn't want it to be Dafka Rebbe, because the point is, in Surya there was no Gzeiras Avir, therefore whatever would be a shield, you don't need a shield, you don't need any protection, it's simply no Gzeiras Avir, period. But Rashi's defense is that the Mishnah's Mash, the Mishnah's Mash, but that there was no Eitza in Eretz Ha'am, and that's only for Rebbe, that there's no Eitza, because he couldn't, it wouldn't work with Shita Bumigdah. Yeah. Okay, the Tosis, the middle Tosfos, the Gemara says here, matter of factly, that the Gozra Gusha the Alavira and the Gemara and Nazir as a Shaila, Mishum Gusha, Mishum Avira. So the answer is, what does the Gemara mean in Nazir? The Gzeira of Avir can be viewed in two ways. The Gzeira of Avir could be viewed in terms of Malal Gush, that's all derived from the idea of Tumas Neis, Or the Gzeir of Avir of Eretz Amin could be defined in terms of just being in the atmosphere, right? Not Malo Gush. And if the reason is because Malo Gush, it's own extension of the idea of Meisei Mabul or Meisei Yisrael. If it's based on Avir itself, it's why? Shelo Yikane Suchutz Laretz. That's the suffix in Nazir. Our Gemara is saying Agusha meaning Gusha in a physical sense, Maga Gusha, Dalavira, and now plug in the Tutstadim, the Gemara, that's what Avira means, and in Surya didn't apply. What didn't apply? Either one. Why didn't Avira Mamish apply? Obvious reasons, because there's no reason to Asur that you can go to Surya. If it's because of Mala Gush, it's not so clear why they didn't Asur that in Megatame in Surya. Okay, and then the last issue, and the third tosis is what? This Gemara says, Gazav al Avira in Eretz Amin. We have a Mishnah Mefureshes in Olos, that Eretz Amin has no Tumas Ohel, right? So, answer number one, the offer went to Eretz Yisrael. And Tosis adds to that, that it was Mishum Avira Atma Gazav. So that sounds like the Gemara is taking sides, the Mishnah is taking sides on that question. So the Maram says it only means in this particular case. But the way Maram Shiva explains it means Tosis is trying to answer or feed that side of the Gemara, that's the answer. Tosis interjects, the Lashon is not mashma that way, so he constructs a different case with the long plank. Then Tosis comes according to the other side of the Gemara. Mishum Avir, Mishum Malal Gush. So then he gives either the answer that what? It's according to the Shita of Shimon, that Kiri Akab and Amitami, but also not more Machmir in Eretz Am than Tumas Ol for Rav Shimon. And finally, Rabbeinu Tam's answer that the Mishnah there was written in the Tkufa before they arrived at the Shlav of the Metakin. Yes.
I've got a couple of questions.
Hey Shivlo.
Yeah, that's
which inami? There's a few inamis
in Tosis. The bottom, the middle one,
right? Inami Mishamal al Gush.
Once we switch it to the second.
The Tosa Rush, but Bintam Hey Shiv Lo, Mishamal. Yeah? And maybe changes the equation somewhat. Yeah, yeah. And Imam Shiv is not necessarily going to work as well. There's a Shita Sagra that the Ursa Meach quotes in the Perakid Aleph of Tumas Meis. There's a Chidush Gotam Nora for Kohanim, it would be a big Chumrah. That the Inyan of Kever Akum and not Mitami Ba'ohel, he says there's two types of applications of Tumas Ohel. One is if you're under the same roof as the Meis. The other is if you are Mahil Ala Meis, right? So the Or Sameach quotes from the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu, the halacha, if you're mahil ala meis, let's say if you have a paseach tefach above the meis, there's a tefach space, then the tumah goes sideways. It's mispashi to the whole area that's covered. If there's no paseach tefach, then the rule is tumah retzutza bokas v'ole. Then tumah just basically is squashed and it goes straight up. So that's also a form of Tumas Ol, right? Because it means that you're in the direct line of the Tumah. But the Gra holds, and maybe others also, that if you have a Tumah Ritzutza equivalent, in other words, it's not being mispashit litzdadin under the same roof, it's like you're basically in a straight line above the Tumah, then it's as if you'd consider that Maga, even though you're not physically touching, but it's the ego you're touching, and therefore even Kibrei Akam L'Rav Shimon would be Mitame in such a situation. The din, the kula of Rav Shimon, of Kiri Akam Mimitam, is only when you have the Pesach Tefach, and then you have the Tumah being Mispashi, Litzdadim, and you're under the same roof. But if it's being in the direct line of the Tumah, then even though you're not Mamish touching, but it's equivalent of Maga. And the whole Arichas on this inyan. And he says, therefore, he comes out, the Kohanim should be Nizer, therefore, to the extent that there's such a Tzarech Kohen Lizer, is Manazeb, Gami Meisei Yaakum, Ba'ofen Shiyesh Mishum Tumah Bokas La'oleh. Dafi Tumah Ritzutza, Ubao Nefesh, Yachos Lezeh, Adkan, Be'or Sameach, Perek Aleph, Tumas Meis. L'chor, this Tosis is a right, not that way. Because what is this Tosis constructing as one of the answers? That Inami Shemal Al-Gush Gazru, Ikul Gami Kerev Shimon, The Amar Kivi Akav Imatamba. Oh, what is Tosfos talking about? You're being mahil al agush, and they were not more machmir in the case of mal al agush in Afar Eretz Amim than Kivi Akam. But Kivi Akam in a case like this, according to the Gra, would in fact be tame, like maga. So Tosfos here is mashmal chor, not like this kiddush of the Gra.
Isn't that not mahil? I mean,
no, because Tosfos is using this example. No,
it's
quoting a maga.
The chumr is included in maga.
Okay. Yeah, but chertosis means that it's talking about that you would not have the halacha being mala and eretz ha'amim either. And he's using this teretz for that too. Chertosis is assuming, you think, because conceptually it's maga, that's what the mishnah means as well. I hear. No.